From the rocks at the water's edge on Roy Carpenter's beach, it's just a short walk up to the cottages. Landowner Robert Thorison heads toward the first two rows on the left.
There's 21 houses total, 11 in this row and 10 in this row.
These cottages are in a prime oceanfront location, but they won't be here for long. Within the next 2 years, they will be moved to the back of the property because the ocean is moving in closer and closer every year. Thorison, who is Roy Carpenter's great-grandson, remembers 25 years ago, there was a lot more real estate between these cottages and the beach.
You could probably park six cars end-to-end in front of this deck going back this way. Then there was a section of gravel parking lot that you could park two cars nose to nose. Then there was a two-lane road. Then there was another gravel parking lot you could fit two cars nose to nose.
Now, there's none of that. There's just a row of sand dunes, then the beach, and the ocean. And Thorison isn't the only one who's noticed the change. In a study by the Rhode Island Coastal Resources Management Council, researchers found the water's edge in this area in 2014 had moved nearly 300 feet further inland since 1950. And Thorison believes the future isn't going to look any better.
I mean, eventually this place is going to be underwater. It's not if, it's when.
When the wind picks up at Roy Carpenter's beach, it pushes waves against the quarter-mile stretch of sand. The property started out as a huge lot where beachgoers paid to park their cars. Then, in the 1930s, it evolved into a place where people built cottages to spend their summers. Today, the beach is home to more than 370 of them. Kevin McCluskey's father bought one of those cottages back in 1959 when McCluskey was a kid. McCluskey remembers being a young teenager and working on the beach as a Roy boy. Roy boys kept the beach in tip-top shape, cleaning bathrooms and picking up trash, but you weren't official until you were initiated by the others.
And they'd make a mixture of trash, and at the end they'd get the guy in the back and they'd pin him down and they'd throw all the stuff on him. And it was an honor.
An honor that sounds a little dubious, but for McCluskey, being a Roy boy is his fondest memory of the beach. McCluskey has spent every summer here, but some things have changed since his teenage years. Roy Carpenter's beach has one of the highest erosion rates in the state because of its geographical location. Extra wave energy is focused in this area during major storm events, and that's a big problem since storms coupled with sea level rise make erosion worse. After the damage of Hurricane Sandy, landowners decided it was time to take action. They moved the first two rows of cottages on the right side of the community to the back of the beach, and Kevin McCluskey's cottage was one of them. Now, instead of an ocean view, he looks out into cornfields, but he says that doesn't bother him.
I'm looking at the same wind that was bouncing off the water, that was bouncing off the corn or the hay. It's just as beautiful.
But moving cottages further away from the ocean significantly reduces their resale value, and some cottage owners don't agree with the decision to retreat. They've accused Thorison and his family of not trying hard enough to protect their investment. A suggested alternative was to build a seawall, but that can cause other problems. Seawalls can leave the beach more vulnerable because the sand doesn't have any room to move inland during storms. Instead, the sand can get washed away. Thorison says his family's goal is to try to keep the land the way it's been for as long as they possibly can.
I realize we won't make everyone happy, but everything we do for what we think is the best for everyone. So it might not be good for row one, but we can't look at it like that. We have to look at it as what is good for, hopefully, everyone as a whole.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts in the worst-case scenario, Rhode Island could see a foot of sea level rise in less than 20 years. The State Coastal Resources Management Council predicts if a 100-year storm hits under those conditions, that could leave more than 16,000 residential buildings vulnerable to damage. And most of the properties along the shoreline can't retreat like the cottages at Roy Carpenter's Beach. One potential solution is to elevate. Right now, there's a proposal to use federal funding to raise up more than 300 homes in South County. But at Roy Carpenter's Beach, retreating is the plan for now. And although no one knows for sure what the future holds for the cottages, Kevin McCluskey is choosing to take it day by day.
You know what you got, and you enjoy what you got for as long as you got it.
In the meantime, the Coastal Resources Management Council is pushing for more action now instead of waiting until after the damage from sea level rise is done. They've prepared maps and other resources for residents and municipalities to understand how sea level rise, coastal erosion, and storm surge could impact properties. And last year, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo appointed the state's first ever chief resiliency officer to develop a statewide plan for the rising sea. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.